10.
After 35 years, Chris Dodd, the longtime senator from the great state of Connecticut, makes it official. He retires. Dodd leaves an opening now in Connecticut. However, while he was perilously dropping in the polls, it actually might help the Democrats because there are a couple of people in the wings who are popular that might be electable going up against the Republican. And I bet there was some pressure, even though Dodd certainly would not admit it, but he was vulnerable to a lot of things that started to happen with him, particularly his little sweetheart deal courtesy of Countrywide. He kind of sidestepped around all that and didn't say it was one thing that led to the decision, yada, yada, yada. But he will be gone. He's retiring after all that time. It leaves that opening, and he's not the only one to go. There are five more Senate Democrats that are pretty vulnerable, and some also deciding to step away, and others considering their future. And you look at the House seats being opened in 2010, and there's where we start, ladies and gentlemen, politics here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, as we go coast to coast and everywhere in between. Remember, our government is we the people. You and I really are the government. We elect these Nimrods to represent us. I'm not saying that there aren't a few good politicians in D.C., and I'm not saying there aren't a few good people who would be excellent as representatives in Washington, but the problem is most of those people aren't electable. It's time for a fresh voice, a third party, something. Get rid of the old and bring in something new. Something that's not as tainted, part of the political process, part of that machine. I owe you, you owe me, let's cut the deal, boom. It's too corrupt. That's what we've arrived at between the Democrats and the Republicans. So anyway, you have Nevada, where Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is trailing big time, big time. He's been getting pummeled, a lot of that having to do with health care reform, people furious in that state over all the things that have happened in D.C. in the last 6-7 months. In Arkansas, Senator Lincoln is just at 40%. Pretty much head-to-head with four possible Republican challengers. So you're seeing that despite a Democratic president, things are not going well in certain areas for some of the Democrats. Americans in some of these key battleground states don't like what's happening, particularly with the health care proposal. That's the thing. And I think it's the way it's being pursued or was pursued that really sunk the ship for many of the fortunes of these career politicians who find themselves without a gig. There's like seven states, Connecticut, Nevada, Ohio, Arkansas, I mentioned, Pennsylvania, North Dakota, Colorado, and the Democratic candidate for Senate trails the Republican in most of the polls. And that correlates with the president. Of course, his popularity has dropped below the amount of votes that he got, remember, in 2008. It's this health care reform bill, which, by the way, we were supposed to see it in all its glory televised. How many times did we hear, oh, transparency, transparency? So you could probably fall asleep in front of C-SPAN at some point and listen to what was happening in these discussions. But, you know, the funny thing is that has not happened. You really haven't seen it. You've seen little tiny clips, little edges of it, and we've played some of that for you. But not the whole circus. The whole circus has not been played out in front of the cameras. Remember, how many times do we hear that you're going to get transparency. You're going to be able to see it all. I mean, this last administration, that's what it was about. Everything was kept close to the vest. We're not going to be that way. It's going to be different. Again, so far that has not happened. However, Nancy Pelosi is vowing that this will happen, that you will see it in all its glory, more of the discussions, which would mean C-SPAN. What's interesting is, and then reporters, and good for them, they're starting to nail the politicians about these closed-door talks on the bill and why aren't these public? I thought it was supposed to be public. Blah, 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 blah. Because this was one of the key campaign promises, again, back in 2008, right? So we'll see. I mean, it's really too late. All the cards have already been flung on the table, let's face it. And the bottom line is, whether it's the House and the Senate, et cetera, what the House is hoping, or what the administration wants to happen anyway, not the House, but the administration wants wants Congress to accept a tax that starts on family plans for about 28,000, 7,000 more than what was actually favored by the Senate Majority Leader. So, go figure. I mean, just put it this way. You know where you throw your empty change into the jar? Throw everything you have into the jar. Because how are you ever going to pay half of the tax increases that are being discussed? I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. That's what it is. All right, and we're going to zoom on a couple of different things here right from the get-go, including this one, a great fair or foul that's been uncovered. Police are saying in Chicago, of all places where they've had so many problems, I mean, it's like gang warfare in parts of that city, sadly. What they're saying is they might scrap the entrance exam, the police department there, because the reason is they're trying to bolster minority hiring and get around all the legal problems that they've had, the legal battles. So the lack of an exam would basically make the city of Chicago the only city without one. And let's face it, no exam. I mean, wouldn't that be part of the process? Wouldn't you eliminate unqualified applicants? Does that mean that I could go to Chicago and become a cop, even if I didn't know the most basic things that I would need to know on the police exam? So to me, it's foul. It stinks to high heaven, and let's hope that this doesn't happen in other places. Remember the situation with the firefighters in Connecticut. So even though there has been an increase in the number of minority applicants since the last 3 or 4 years, as of last year in Chicago, 1 in 4 patrol officers were African American, but just 1 in 12 lieutenants were of color. So the problem is they have to figure out a way to turn the situation around, but that's just ridiculous. And I can't see how anybody would want that. If I were a person of color and I were doing this, would I want to have that hanging over my head? Oh yeah, we'll just let anyone in. We're just going to waive this because look what's happening on these exams. And of course the mayor says he was blindsided. Yeah, right. And he said he was unaware of any plans to do away with the exams. How would you feel where you're living tonight if your police force, if everybody on the police force could just have that exam waived, just waved out the door with key things that they need to know as part of their job? Forget about it. Don't have to do it. Just have to get through the physical stuff. If you can get through there, get through that point, and get through the academy that way, boom, then you're in. Craziness. And let's hope it doesn't happen across the board in some other cities who, and some of them struggling with a similar thing. 800-259-5791. Oh my, we've just scratched the surface. Obama talks about rewarding science and math teachers. That's coming up around the bend.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because he created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 6, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1126.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1157.39, 578.70 for a half ounce, or 289.35 for the quarter ounce. That's 1157.39, 578.70, and 289.35.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Campaign trail, even Nancy Pelosi herself coming out and taking a little swipe at the president, particularly for that whole transparency thing. I think part of the reason why is because she was blasted by reporters about what's going on with health care, and you know how many times we hear that there was supposed to be this an open debate about it, and I think she got at one point just too hot under the collar and just flipped on it and decided that, you know, hey, this whole secret thing and this deal about the Democrats, blah, 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 that, you know, that this is, there's never been a more open session. Yeah, give me a break. Like I said, as I can recall, only little snippets actually being released. So There was that rare elbow, I guess, if you will, that was thrown at the president courtesy of the speaker, really, after she came out of that meeting and was slammed with requests that the final talks on the bill be televised. And, you know, that was one of the things that again, was promised. So I love this. Pelosi gets caught saying, hey, there's a number of things that he was for on the campaign trail, and there's just no way that the deliberations are going to be public unless something drastically changes within the next couple of hours here, obviously. Give me a break. Same old, is what I would say. All right, not the same old, though, when it comes to science and math Because if you are somebody in the science or math field and you're a teacher, perhaps this could benefit you as we realize the United States is getting pummeled by so many other countries in the fields that are growing, and they're related to those two. You see that, like, history teachers on the outs. You see arts being cut in so many public schools. But the push is on, baby, because we got behind when it came to science and math. I mean, that was part of the deal with the Bush administration. And now this White House, this president is announcing his own little jolt to encouraging those that can teach get a chance to really do so. Here's what he said earlier in D.C.
The nation that out-educates us today is going to out-compete us tomorrow. And to continue to cede our leadership in education is to cede our position in the world. That's not acceptable to me, and I know it's not acceptable to any of you. And that's why my administration has set a clear goal, to move from the middle to the top of the pack in science and math education over the next decade. To reach this goal, we've paid particular attention to how we can better prepare and support, reward and retain good teachers. So the Recovery Act included the largest investment in education by the federal government in history, while preventing more than 300,000 teachers and school workers from being fired because of state budget shortfalls. The Department of Education will be announcing an additional $10 million in grants for innovative programs to train new teachers, whether a young person embarking on his or her first career or a scientist or engineer starting his or her second. And under the outstanding leadership of Arne Duncan, we've launched a $4 billion Race to the Top Fund, one of the largest investments in education reform in history. Through the Race to the Top, states are competing for funding, and producing the most innovative programs in science and math will be an advantage in this competition, as will allowing scientists and statisticians and engineers to more easily become teachers. We want states and school districts to start being more creative about how they can attract more science and math teachers. We're also pursuing reforms to better serve America's math and science teachers so that each and every one can be as effective as the educators that we honor today. So we're challenging states to raise standards, to use data to better inform decisions, to recruit and retain more good teachers, and to promote stronger curricula that encourage young people to not only learn the facts in a textbook, but to explore and discover the world around them.
All right, so that's great news. If you fall into that category, if you're looking for that second career and it pertains to you, hey, you might be able to get a little chunk of the do-re-mi moving forward, because it is true, for a very long time, those two fields were really, I wouldn't say pushed aside, but they just weren't emphasized as much. And, you know, once again, here we are in the situation. It's one thing I agree with Obama that he's saying is that we're behind and another nation gets in front of us. I think we're already way behind, but all you can do then is play catch up, and if you have to stimulate it and get the best teachers that you can, so be it. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. However, at the expense of a few other things, it's interesting to see the switch in what's being de-emphasized in many, many of the schools. We talked about that McDonald's freakout the other day. This is a weird story. I feel compelled to tell you about it because it's so odd. It's more than news you can abuse. First you had the woman with the nuggets. They didn't have the nuggets, and she flipped out. Now you got another McDonald's freakout. What's going on at the Golden Arches? And this happened in Kansas City this time, and it was at a one of the restaurants there. And a woman had what they're calling a hamburger rage. It happened a couple of days after Christmas. She was demanding a refund for what she said was a brutal hamburger, inferior. And after being denied the refund, she threw a bucket of water. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. She threw a bucket of water over the counter along with some other things, including a basket of straws, cookies, a sign, and three of the cash registers. Of course, they had this on video, and sadly, this happened in front of a couple of customers, and including children. So the woman was gone before the police arrived, and they have a tip hotline out there, and they're asking anyone who can identify her, they've got the video all over the place, to do so they can go after her. But how crazy is this? First the nutty thing with the McNuggets, same thing, the woman freaking out about getting nuggets, and then this thing with the hamburger. Dangerous times when you work at those McDonald's, huh, Donovan? Can you imagine? And, you know, these half of them are kids that are working there, or people just trying to get that second job. Talk about being blindsided. How odd would that be to get slammed with that bucket of water and all that stuff to go tumbling off because of this burger rage?
Well, you know, as they say, the customer is always right.
Yeah, you know, in sales, they tell you that. I love that. Yeah, it was an excellent comeback. The customer is always right. Anybody who's in sales, guarantee you've heard that at some point in your career, and you just roll your eyes. It's always about the customer. The customer is always right, no matter what, no matter how ridiculous. You have to please them. I think in this case, they could not please that woman enough, obviously. One of the more strange stories, I think, that we've heard. This is another thing that's crazy. Do you know that France is for one of the best places to live in the world? They did a poll, and it's based on the Quality of Life Index, and it was published by International Living Magazine. They've done it for 30 years. They say the French live the full life. France was number one place to live in the world. Two was Australia. Three was Switzerland. Of course, you can bury the money there. Four is Germany. Five is New Zealand. Six is Luxembourg. Seven, the United States was seventh on the list. How about that? Yep, seventh. And I went down. You know where England fell? England. It's so expensive. England was 25 on the list. Yeah. Ahead of the British, you had the Czech Republic, Lithuania, Portugal, Hungary, Denmark, Spain, Finland, Norway, the Netherlands, Canada. I mean, there was like so many, obviously 24 other countries ahead of them. How embarrassing is that for the UK? But not the United States number one either. France number one. What's so great about living in France? Come on, so it's like walking in a history book every day. You get to eat a bunch of cheese, drink a bunch of wine, kick back, right? Nah, I don't think so. I think it's very, very expensive. And if you don't speak French, look out. Stay with us.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own.
I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Are you waking up at night for bathroom trips? I'm Jonathan Greenhut, president of New Vitality. This year, we sent out thousands of free bottles of Beta Prostate, the natural supplement for men. But some of you still haven't called for your free bottle. As we go into the new year, make the resolution to support your prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. This free offer is for a limited time, and once it's gone, it's gone. Start the year right. Dial 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Dial 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Of all the pathetic attempts at getting publicity, last year you have to hand it to the balloon boy hoax. I mean, that was the most ridiculous thing ever. And you think of all the stations and cable networks following it. I was asleep on the couch and rolled over and was flipping around and caught on to that and saw it on every network, basically, and listening to people describe, oh, the little boy might be in there, Falcon, and the law enforcement types and the FAA is talking about grounding flights in Denver and all this stuff. I mean, as the whole deal went on. And my first thought when I saw the balloon was, boy, he must weigh nothing because it doesn't seem like anything's in there. And of course, we all know it turned out to be the biggest ridiculous hoax. So now Richard Haney, still trying to save face, was on Larry King. And here's a little snippet of explanations of that whole scenario and how he tries to explain it away.
I'm not disputing the fact that I did have to plead guilty. And when I say have to, I had to do it to save my family and my wife.
How so?
The threat of deportation was imminent.
Deporting who?
My wife.
To where?
Japan. We had applied years ago for some paperwork. Things got fouled up. We had to reapply. So she should have been an American citizen by now. But anyway, I can't break up my family.
Authorities, Richard, specifically cited Falcon's words as part of probable cause they had for believing you'd committed a criminal offense. He said you did it for a show.
Okay. Well, first off, let's take into consideration he's only been speaking English and just learned 3.5 years prior to that. He's 6 years old during this interview, number one. Number two, I'd gotten back into the house after the initial talking to the press out in front of my house. I opened the garage door to get my family back inside, away from these guys, and I looked over, and there was 30 to 40 camera guys. I asked Falcon after that, I asked him, I said, why did you say that? What are you talking about? And he said a Japanese cameraman from some holding a giant camera asked him to show him how he got into the attic for his TV show. That's why Falcon answered that.
He didn't mean that you were doing it for a proposed TV show of your own.
All right, so once again, trying to explain away what is obvious, it's certainly not true. They were definitely trying to put themselves out there and trying, just like the couple that crashed the State Department dinner, the State dinner at the White House in Washington. They were trying to do the same thing. They were trying to get publicity to help themselves with the whole reality scenario. There's no question about that. And in fact, they were asked those questions many, many times. Yes, there was a chance of the deportation issue, but I think he was truly in over his head. Once they started to nail them to the wall and there was a lot of rage over how much was spent in this chase and what did they know, he knew they had to come up and concoct some kind of story and do something else. So anyway, I think for that, once again, the father of the balloon boy, who was never in that balloon flying away, Richard Heeney, has to go in his own private prison with us here on America Tonight. So let's open that prison door.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Ah, you know what? I have to reveal this. What a good job Donovan Madsen does, by the way, of opening those doors and throwing whoever it is in the dungeon when we go to the dungeon here on America Tonight. You know the voice in that? The voice is Vincent Price. And if you go to the Haunted Mansion, either in Disneyland or Disney World, you'll hear that. And you'll hear that this chamber has no windows, blah, blah, blah. And it really, you'll think of America Tonight. Oh, I've heard that. I've heard that somewhere. When I was recently there, I heard it, and I was like, yeah, I knew we pulled that from something exciting. So I just thought I would reveal a little bit behind the mic for you. Speaking of revealing, it's not very revealing, I believe, in where we're headed with the tail end of this whole healthcare debate. Chris Dodd's exit was muddled from the Senate in Connecticut over the financial problems. And here we sit after all of this, I'll call it hush behind the scenes conversation, still without any clear definition of what this health care reform is going to be. Just a lot of paperwork, a lot of bills with oodles and oodles of things that are being stuck in at the last minute. I don't even think half of what we know about the bill, if it is signed into law, will actually be what we'll see in the, you know, in the end. I think it'll be much, much different because of these closed door meetings and trying to get enough people to vote. So what is the nature of the dealing? Some things were revealed, but in light of that, I think that it's become even more secretive, I guess, as far as what the particular amendments, clauses, stuff that's thrown in at the end is actually there, and we don't know. Because once it's released, we can certainly go through it. I've gone through it. Many of you have gone through it. And then the red flags start to arise. But maybe because so much of that has been reported, I guess, that less access, let's say, is being granted. And once it's voted on, if it's approved, then it's, of course, too late to complain. Call your congressperson, call your senator, then it's a done deal and the signatures are already there. And I really thought we weren't going to see this pass at all. And now I'm not so sure because of all the maneuvering behind the scenes. When there were a couple of deals that were made it's inevitable that that would happen. But when it started to be, you look at a map of the United States, and then you could just go down the states, and what did they need? What did Louisiana need? What did Nebraska need? What did Connecticut need? Then everybody that got their deal, they were able to come out and figure out a way to maneuver around why they were voting for health care reform. But we still have the final vote hanging in the balance, and the final melding of the House and of the Senate. But it's a bill that the most liberal of liberals and the most conservative conservatives do not like. So you're not, I don't see where this bill, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't see where this bill is going to be such an incredible thing for so many people in this country. I mean, what particular things are you able to point to in the bill that will help? There may be some malpractice reform, but overall, and we know this, I mean, you know, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to realize the real beneficiaries, no matter how this breaks out, real beneficiary one is going to be the insurance companies and, of course, Big Pharma, too. Because the idea of more generic drugs, the idea of prices like what they see in Canada, forget that. That's really out the window. It's funny, but I can remember when I was a kid, people talking about going to Canada for hockey tournaments and whatnot and bringing back these, and some of you can relate to this listening in Canada, to these things called 222s because they were so powerful with codeine in it that would take away your headache almost immediately, or so it seemed to enough people that they were taking them into the United States. They were sneaking them in, basically, and not vast amounts, maybe a couple of bottles or whatever it was, but it was always a big deal. Ooh, go to Canada. And this is just headache that we're talking about. This is just something a little bit above an aspirin because of what's in it. And there have been other people who have gone to Canada who can't afford drugs for certain things because of the prices and figured out ways to bring it back into the U.S., even the simple things of just putting it in your luggage if it wasn't too much medication. But that's out the window, too. So they're really, we know who the big beneficiaries are. And the people in the middle are from every signs of everything I read. I just went over some of it again yesterday. The real losers in this are the people who aren't making that much money. Because every time a number is mentioned, whether you say $80,000, well, it's not $80,000 that you're clearing. That's not the overall amount of money that you're making. You take out the taxes and what are you left with, and then you take out an extra chunk for higher premiums for health care, and it makes it incredibly difficult to swallow. Because how do you come up with that, those extra thousands of dollars? And especially if you have children, because that adds up. And if they're making okay money, but people with four kids and more, I don't know how they do it. And depending on where they live, unless they live on a farm or a piece of land that's been handed down to them, something that's completely paid off, and have a decent kind of job, it's got to be tough. Somebody gets sick, it's like you're on the Titanic. Whew, everybody's healthy, everybody's good. Can't have anybody go down with any serious illness, because that will just cripple us as to the cost of what we're paying for health care. I don't know how people come up with the kind of premium money that they have to come up with. And it'll be worse, according to everything that I've read. In the current forms, even if they're melded together, still, again, it's the two-pronged winners, insurance and Big Pharma. So if you work for either one of those that are directly related, then for you and your family, it might be a good thing. For the rest of us, certainly not. All right, stay with us. Coming back on the flip side, boy, we have some strange things to tell you about that happened right here inside our borders. Hang through.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
If you're an MTV watcher from a couple of decades ago, you know this video and this song, certainly. Hey, everybody. Kate hanging with you here on America Tonight. Boy, this show has turned into a whole lot of different things. We started talking about what happened with Abdullah Mutallab, of course, the would-be bomber for the plane that was going to Detroit, but it didn't happen, and the fact that he's been indicted, not a surprise, could get life. So we knew that was inevitable based on the evidence, I think, right? And more than likely, probably life is what he gets. He's in a federal prison right now. In the meantime, the detainees, or terror suspects, that were headed back to Yemen are on ICE at this point and staying at Gitmo, according to the president. Nobody's moving at this point, since we knew for how long that that area was dangerous and Al-Qaeda was there and that there were training and things happening, and certainly they were flourishing. I mean, why should this be a surprise to anybody? You know, now you put on the radar Afghanistan with the Taliban and a little bit Al-Qaeda. Certainly that one area of Pakistan, and throw in Yemen, too, and that was a massive area. Remember, the one imam, of course, went back to Yemen, and he supposedly is also mixed up in this somewhat, somehow, in influencing the 23-year-old and others who might be dispersed to western parts of the world to do whatever damage they can if they're managed to get around the system. And speaking of the system, that's all the conversation is about these days, about airline security measures. Suddenly now we're back to that. What about profiling? What about the machines that we can use, the body scanners that, oh, by the way, Michael Chertoff, who used to be the Department of Homeland Security guru, was pushing for these all along, now is big in the company and stands to make a ton of money. So naturally, he was hawking them, pushing it, and talking about how vital it was right after the attacks happened. And, oops, forgot to tell everybody that he was involved with the main company that is providing those machines. Now more have been put on order, and it's a question of your privacy and do you want to go through a body scanner. And really, how much is this going to thwart a would-be terrorist? Look what already happened. He got around that system in Amsterdam, didn't have to go through it at all. And if we had followed the money and realized, oh, one-way ticket, he's on the watch list, his father complained, it wouldn't have even been an issue in the first place. So this is what constantly happens. It's like a who's zooming who, a bad, bad episode of Where's Waldo? And it's ridiculous, because whatever somebody tries to do, suddenly now we're on the alert for that. And really, from everything that you can make out from the various airports and some of the snafus and the things that are happening to people, it's ridiculous. There aren't any set rules as to what you can expect, I guess, when you go to the airport. You might get lucky, you might go, and it might not be any big deal. It might be the same old thing. You might go, and who knows what can happen when you get there. You could have a situation like Newark. Or, as I was talking to somebody the other day about this, you have to be careful when you get your airline pass now. In fact, it almost happened to me in Orlando, but they let it go. As to what your name is, like, you know, your full name might be Donovan, for example, but you go by a nickname, and that's what your driver's license says, like mine, Kate versus Catherine, and then I'm questioned about that. Am I the same person because the name does not match up? Well, yes, I'm the same person. Everything matches up. But that much can make a difference, so be careful that all the names match on the driver's license or passport or whatever, so you don't find yourself stuck somewhere. If you have to go somewhere on business or a family emergency or whatever, you saved up your whole life to go to Disney World, and it's bad timing because you're going to fly in the middle of all of this nonsense. All right, I said that there were things that we missed that I wanted to hit on, because that's stuff that we've already talked about. We also talked about Chris Dodd stepping away as the senator from Connecticut after 35 years. And then the question becomes, what kind of, as somebody was talking to me today that was there in Washington, behind the scenes, honestly, you know what the conversation was, is what does Dodd do next? So who's he going to go work for? How many boards is he going to sit on? And what's his golden parachute in the end? I'm thinking he's going to land pretty nicely. That's what I would say. All right, let's zig and zag and hit some of the big heads along the way, including this one. Times Square, they have this gigantic billboard. I mean, you cannot miss it when you're there. It's kind of cool when you're in New York, and you have to go there if you find yourself in that situation, because there's the lights and the whole feeling of the busyness, I think, and what New York is about. The White House is not too happy, though, about the billboard and the latest advertisement, because it doesn't have your typical athlete or an actor or whatever. It's President Obama, who's in a black jacket made by the company Weatherproof, and they're saying that the president's image that was captured during his trip to the Great Wall in China is not supposed to be used for commercial purposes. Because the White House, of course, has a long-standing policy of disapproving of the president's name and likeness for anything commercial. Well, that makes sense, right? And this comes on the heels of Michelle Obama being featured in another ad called Fur Free and Fabulous, which is the PETA people. And because one time she mentioned she didn't wear fur, so they threw her. It also had Tyra Banks and Oprah Winfrey and Carrie Underwood, I guess, on this poster. And they were at two Metro subway stations in D.C. So now here's the deal. What are they going to do? They're not going to sue them. They'll just tell them to take it down. They'll say, well, you didn't get the permission, so, you know, you can't use that or whatever. So for the weatherproof people, what do they care? They use it, they get this publicity. And same thing for PETA. PETA's not going to care. Then if they're told they have to take it down, then they didn't get the permission. That's what they'll do. They'll run it or promote the campaign as long as they can. And it doesn't matter. But it was very odd, especially in the Michelle Obama thing, to see her in the middle of it. You just got to think of, would you see Laura Bush in the middle of that crowd? Laura Bush, Oprah Winfrey, Tyra Banks, and Carrie Underwood, you know, just there on the PETA ad. And the answer is no, or any of the other first ladies. And the same thing with the Obama deal. It looked kind of funny to see him in that leather jacket. And you knew when you saw it, oh, yeah, you remember seeing it when he was over in China. But it looked pretty funny to see him on the advertisement, like the First Family is now hawking things. They need the money. So for the first time in our history, we've got the president and the first lady making endorsement money. Can you imagine? You can't really blame them for that, right? And here's an oddball story, too. For all of the females out there who are trying to get in shape by doing the pole dancing thing, I'm not saying dance at a strip club. It's kind of a new phenomenon. It's been around for a couple of years, where at gyms they say you get a workout with the pole dancing deal. There's a woman in New York who is suing a New York gym after she injured herself. I guess she didn't really get the hang of the pole. She said that it's a fitness center chain. She said she hurt both her shoulders when she slid down the pole, fell onto the floor while taking a crunch pole dancing class. Apparently, she couldn't hold herself up during the upside down maneuver. Sounds nasty to me. So unspecified damages. They didn't supervise the class properly. I wonder where they'll go with that. The whole steamy dance form has become pretty popular. Like I said, in the last couple of years, it's offered really around the United States. So the odd thing there is, isn't that a voluntary deal? I mean, why is she dancing on the pole in the first place? You know that they go upside down. You see them. Why would you try that maneuver if you couldn't do it? I mean, call me crazy, but you wouldn't catch me upside down on the pole.
Fine place and worth fighting for. I agree with the second part.